the Director General of the Prison Service, says the level of violence in Irish prisons is relatively low, in spite of the fact that more than half the country's inmates are serving sentences for violent crime. Karen McCaffrey was speaking at the Prison Officers Association annual conference, where officers say they want to be allowed to carry batons to protect themselves, like those issued to Gardaí. She's been speaking to RTE's crime correspondent Paul Reynolds.
I, like the Prison Officers Association, am concerned about the level of overcrowding we're currently seeing within our prisons. Unfortunately, today we're operating at over 109%, and that does give rise to challenges both for the people who work within our prison and also for the people who live within our prison. But the Prison Service has been taking a number of measures to assist us in dealing with overcrowding. We've introduced over 200 spaces in the last 2 years. This year we'll introduce over 170 new spaces. We've also been supporting our prisons with extra overtime. So last year we put an extra €8 million in overtime to make sure that we have the appropriate staff on the landings to deal with overcrowding.
But you have people sleeping on floors, you've two and three and sometimes four prisoners in single cells, and you are converting offices and locker rooms so that people can sleep there.
I suppose in terms of the where we find ourselves at the moment, it is really regrettable that we have people sleeping on mattresses on the floor, and that's certainly not what we as a prison service stand for. We have introduced over 195 bunk beds over the last few months to ensure that we can give people the dignity of a bed. In terms of converting offices and locker rooms, we have been scouring the whole prison estate to identify suitable locations that can be returned into cells, and that's what we're doing, and that's part of our plans to deliver 170 spaces this year, which is very important.
They're not new spaces though, really, are they? They're reopening of ones that were closed or reconditioned parts of the prison.
Well, I suppose an extra space that wasn't in use yesterday and is open today is a new space, Paul.
What about the prison officer saying that, you know, the promise of 670 new spaces over the next few years, that was promised last year and nothing was done in the last year. And they really don't believe the government is going to deliver these 670 spaces.
Well, as you heard the Minister saying today, Paul, nearly €50 million has been allocated to allow us to start those capital projects. We intend to start with Cloverhill, an extension to Cloverhill, and an extension to Castlereagh Prison next year. So those commitments are real. And we've gotten the beginning of funding, and it's our intention to do everything we can to deliver those places as quickly as possible.
So how soon can you say to people that you will have additional wings and additional prisons built?
Well, as you'll appreciate, building prisons takes quite a long time and is a very significant endeavour and a very significant investment. So we plan to commence construction in Castlereagh and Cloverhill. Castlereagh will come on stream earlier, so we're talking about 2026, and the other projects will follow in the subsequent years.
Doesn't that mean, though, that this misery for people will continue for at least another 2 years?
Well, I suppose, as we've said, we have introduced new spaces. We've introduced extra spaces. We plan to introduce extra spaces this year. But we've also been judiciously using temporary release to relieve overcrowding. So you're aware of our community return and community support programme, where people are allowed to return to the community early under the supervision of the probation service so that they can be reintegrated into society. And we have been increasing numbers of people on those schemes to ensure that insofar and to the best extent possible, we can manage overcrowding within our prisons.
And you know that would be a red rag to many victims, because they want to see people in prison. They don't want to see them back on the streets. People will be frightened to hear that. Victims could be upset.
So I just need to stress that there are very strict criteria that people are considered against before we release people on temporary release early. And those factors include victims' issues and also risk to public safety.
Drugs. I mean, the new phenomenon of drones flying drugs into prisons every day, according to the Prison Officers Association.
I think it's important that we put that in context. So if we look at Mountjoy Prison, where regrettably, because of a rapid snowfall a number of weeks ago, we lost our netting. There have been two drone incursions in the last 2 months in Mountjoy Prison. That is absolutely regrettable. But I do think we need to put the problem in context. So whilst we were unfortunately not in a position to have our netting in place, a lot of work has been done over the last few weeks to ensure that that netting is re-established. But until then, additional security measures have been put in place in the ground. And if I pick Mountjoy as an example, we have a member of staff patrolling the perimeter of the prison all night. The chief officer inspects the perimeter internally within the prison in the morning. And before prisoners are allowed access to the yard, those yards are checked by our staff. So we take every measure we can to keep drugs outside our prison. But the reality is that over 70% of people who are committed to prison every year come with an active addiction, and their drug-seeking behaviour does not stop at the gate.
Yeah, but the problem there is, what about the other measures? What about the exclusion zone? What about technological measures? And what about, the prison officers say that you bought interceptor drones to deal with this, and they're lying in boxes in the prison service and haven't been used, and the money is wasted.
So we have introduced technology to help us with the issue of drones. Obviously, as technology updates and increases and develops, we need to make sure that we continue to develop our own responses. We're looking at other technological solutions to help us keep drugs outside of our prisons. We recently launched a new drug strategy, and one of the commitments in that strategy is to look at X-ray body scanners, because we know whilst we're vulnerable to drugs being thrown over the yards, we're equally as vulnerable to prisoners coming into prison with drugs packed inside their bodies, and that's certainly an area that we're working on in conjunction with our colleagues in the Department of Justice.
And that was Karen McCaffrey, the Director General of the Irish Prison Service.